Sego, I'm Dale Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand. On Monday, December 11th, at the Six Nations Elected Council political liaison meeting, Lily Mount Pleasant from Six Nations Housing brought up concerns that Six Nations Elected Council has yet to name the road that has a new housing complex being built on at 49 Herald Road, and that these new housing units cannot be properly identified until the street is named. The following is a clip from the presentation from Lily Mount Pleasant at the Six Nations Elected Council political liaison meeting, where she gives in detail the locations of the new housing units and also explains the issue that had been brought up to the previous council in May of 2023, and that council said they would be getting community feedback. However, they did not.
This issue was brought up to the previous council in May of this year. Regarding the development of Herald Road, right now there's two intersecting streets off of Herald Road, which have not been identified as streets. That's 63, which is the road that has the tiny homes and the rapid housing building on it. And then there's 49, which is the road that has the Onondaga buildings, as well as the social services 12-plex. In May, it was identified that council would like community involvement to name the streets. And it was my understanding that something was going to be built into the AGA that would allow community to have their input on that. But I was present at AGA and that did not happen. So now we're at the point where these units need to be occupied, and the roads are still not considered roads. And there's concern from Laura Beaver at Technical Services that it will impact emergency services' ability to find the area if there ever was an emergency situation. So I'm bringing this back to council and just asking that they have a concrete plan to name those roads. And we're running out of time.
Mount Pleasant also mentioned that it was requested that she bring suggestions for the naming of the roads, and says there was discussions for the naming of the roads after the clans, as we already have names for the roads after the nations on Six Nations. However, it's up to council. Councillor Kerry Bombery said,
I'm just wondering, does he have family, like a wife and children, and we can name them? Because that was all their land to begin with, so they gave it to us. So I thought maybe we can name it after his wife or his children.
Mount Pleasant did respond by saying within the purchase of the land, there was statements saying that the road must be called Herald Road, and that the road coming off of Cheesewood, which is a future planned road, is to be named Dolores, and that beyond that, there was no request for what the road should be named. Councillor Audrey Paulus Bombery also stated she wanted more community feedback as well.
Yeah, it's nice to know that more of the history of there, so that I would like to involve the community in this, because they may know more about the history of that site and be able to offer us some names that would be acceptable. So if we could reach out to the community, I would appreciate that.
If you have suggestions or feedback for the naming of the road for the new housing complex, feel free to email us at newsopinions@ckrzfm.ca. That's newsopinions@ckrzfm.ca. I'm Dea Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.